John Hoopenthal boasted that 20% of all schools improved academically last year and 63% maintained their ratings. He said that came despite stresses on schools, including 4 years where lawmakers did not increase state aid to match inflation. Hoopenthal said there's now proof that rigorous academic standards and competition for students mean schools can do better. And he said it's time for lawmakers to take notice.
The message we are taking forward is that an investment, another dollar in education, unlike many other states, another dollar in education, we're going to give you $10 worth of value. That's our message that we're bringing out there.
The question of money was underlined by Lindsay Popa, a teacher in the Ash Fork School District rated top in the state. She noted the schools got grants after being a D-rated district 4 years ago.
And it gave teachers the tools we needed to be as effective as possible. And we had before that, we had really good teachers, but it just took us up to that whole next level.
Hoopenthal's comments come as the state continues to fight a court order to repay schools what they did not get over those 4 years, or at least reset base funding to where it should have been had legislators complied with the law. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.